Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
How do you really feel? Welcome in the beginning of the Ben Maller Show, another edition. We are in the air everywhere as we sermonize coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the magic radio box, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Good to have you along for the journey on the red-eye flight all night long. And our lead this hour comes from a place we have been over the last several days with a little bit of a twist on it. Quarterback on quarterback crime. We take you to the mouth of a Hall of Famer attacking a future Hall of Famer. And we get the benefit of that on Sports Talk Radio. We are talking about Terry Bradshaw, star commentator, NFL on Fox for years and years and years. Terry Bradshaw has been embedded on the Fox pregame, postgame coverage there for the NFL. Well, Bradshaw made the rounds. I'm not sure what he was promoting. I'm assuming he was promoting something because he popped up on a number of sports radio shows doing interviews. Well, he unloaded on Aaron Rodgers. And if you didn't hear it, perhaps you missed it. I'll give you some of the highlights here. So Terry Bradshaw, he was all over the map. He expressed a disgust with the way Aaron Rodgers is handling his relationship with the Packers. I can go on and on, but let's play a little taste of it. Here is Terry Bradshaw in his own words. He popped up on WFAN in New York. He was on The Score in Chicago. Here's a little taste of Terry Bradshaw making the rounds.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, he's a three-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one. And for him to be upset, my God, I don't understand that. Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone, number one, Cliff Stout in the third or fourth round. I had him coming at me from all angles. I embraced it because when we went to practice, I wasn't worried about those guys. You know, it didn't scare me a bit. So I don't understand why he's so upset at Green Bay.
Yeah. All right. So that was a meaty part of what Bradshaw said. He also went on to admit that there might be more to the story than meets the eye. And then when he popped up on a separate radio interview in the Windy City, Terry Bradshaw said that he thinks that Aaron Rodgers is dumber than a box of rocks. Just a bomb tossed out by Terry Bradshaw. So let us discuss the question, thumbs up or thumbs down on Terry Bradshaw's extreme attack, criticism directed at Aaron Rodgers. So I am going to go thumbs up. All right. Now, full disclosure, I'm a little biased here. Years ago when Terry did a radio show in L.A., I became decent acquaintances for a brief time with Terry Bradshaw. So I do appreciate the gift of gab that Terry has. But my thoughts on this, you've got footwear, Clark Gable, and double-edged sword. And we will tie all of these things together into a nice, neat little package. Now, A, Aaron Rodgers is certainly not a victim in all this. I know people, oh, it's not fair that Terry Bradshaw would do this. You know, he's just grumpy and angry. He's the old guy. But Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to talk about him a lot, so if you've already got your fill of Aaron Rodgers commentary on the radio, well, bad news. Bad news. We don't make up the news. We just talk about it. So Aaron Rodgers, delusional about his situation. That's pretty much what Terry Bradshaw was saying. He used some flowery language to get there, but Rodgers' hubris is uncalled for, and Bradshaw did a solid job of counterpunching Aaron Rodgers and his situation, and that's why Bradshaw's been on TV for a long time, gets paid a lot of money to do that kind of thing. And as they say in the footwear business, if the shoe fits, wear it. Talking, of course, about Aaron Rodgers being the guy who looks terrible in the situation in Green Bay. That is the drama queen in this particular story. I think anyone would disagree with that. Now, part B of this, Terry Bradshaw, who is so far removed, so far away from the playing field, that, and he's made so much money doing television, he can put his neck out there. Like, this is the exception to the rule. Terry doesn't have the typical guardrails that other ex-jocks have. We use the phrase jockocracy quite a bit on this show, and it refers to ex-players who get jobs that they're not qualified for in broadcasting. But one of the problems with that is that when you become a broadcaster as a former player, most commentators are very cautious. They're extra cautious, and they're soft smoking because they don't want to step on any toes. And so what happens is you get a bunch of blah commentary where people speak in these glittering generalities and you don't get any meat on the bone. Well, not Terry Bradshaw. He last played for the Steelers in one game during the 1983 NFL season. So 38 years removed from the Halcyon days in Pittsburgh. And he's got the cachet. So it's not only does Bradshaw have the resume of being a broadcaster, but as a player, four-time Super Bowl winner, Hall of Famer, and all that. But he is lacking your typical water filtration system for his commentary, which we love. We absolutely love that. You're getting unfettered opinion. And Terry Bradshaw is not being held and chained because he needs to get an interview. He's not being held hostage because, oh my God, I might have to interview. If you're Terry Bradshaw, you're thinking, I might have to interview Aaron Rodgers next year. Bradshaw didn't care. He might have to interview Aaron Rodgers. It'll just make for better television. And so in this little play, Terry Bradshaw is cast in the role of Clark Gable in Gone with the Wind, one of the iconic old Hollywood movies, Gone with the Wind, and that famous closing scene. Clark Gable's character, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. That's essentially what Bradshaw is saying. Now, he's not worried about the collateral damage here, and there was some blowback, some pushback from some in the fraternity of football who were annoyed that Bradshaw would be as strong as he was, and Bradshaw's losing his mind, and oh my God, and all this stuff, because you don't like what he had to say. And we do know that Aaron Rodgers is the kind of human being that will hold a grudge. He's not going to let bygones be bygones. That's not how he's wired. And so you have to appreciate the maverick approach to all this. Now, the last word, at least for a little bit, on Aaron Rodgers. The Aaron Rodgers story continues to be on the front burner, and it's not dying down anytime soon anyway. In fact, it's not just Terry Bradshaw. We had Aaron Rodgers' BFF, Davante Adams, his teammate there, who took a page out of the quarterback's passive-aggressive handbook. It's page 13 of the passive-aggressive handbook. Adams sending out a cryptic post on social media that certainly appeared to run neck and neck with the drama of the day involving Aaron Rodgers. What did Davante Adams post? I'll tell you. The wide receiver said, quote, got to appreciate what you got while you got it. Exclamation point. Now, that might be just some regular positive thinking mumbo jumbo, or it was a shot across the bow, right? So if you parse the words of Davante Adams, that's what we're about to do here, is that really a low blow below the waist there at the Packer front office? It certainly sounded that way, right? And what does he know that we don't know about Aaron Rodgers and his situation going forward? And does that cryptic, vague comment, does that comment by Davante Adams mean that he's also underappreciated and he needs out? Nobody appreciates my hard work. Now, my response to Adams and also to Aaron Rodgers, but Davante Adams is the one that sent this out, it is a double-edged sword. Right? Meaning that appreciation cuts both ways. Aaron Rodgers does not, at this moment in time, seem appreciative of the situation he's got in Green Bay, and no one is indispensable. We've said this for a while now, and it's going to be the case forever. No one is indispensable. Everyone is replaceable. And the Packers, believe it or not, had quarterbacks and receivers prior to Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. And spoiler alert, when they're gone, and both of them will be gone, whether it's now or down the line, other players will play quarterback and play receiver and wear the Green Bay Packer uniform. Just a cog in the wheel. Now, granted, some cogs are more important than other cogs, but you're still just a cog in the wheel. That's how it works. So that's the latest on the Aaron Rodgers soap opera as the plot thickens.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
An NBA ranking ruckus. Say what? Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we pontificate coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness, hanging out here at the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well with you. And I am saving you from the LeBron James Maller monologue. I was going to do a LeBron monologue, and then at the last minute, I saw something that caught my attention, and I said, wait a minute. Did that guy say the thing that I think he said? And it happened, and our lead this hour coming from the NBA. It's a team we don't often focus too much on, certainly not Maller monologue worthy, the Washington Wizards. And now this is a story that is worthy of conversation and a few good minutes on the radio. So Washington, their star guard, they picked up as a giveaway by the Houston Rockets, Russell Westbrook, he made some history against the Indiana Pacers. Now, it was a ridiculously high-scoring game, and nobody decided to play any defense in that game. But the Pacers were the opponent. Washington won the game. And Russell Westbrook dished out 24 assists. He had 21 rebounds in 39 minutes. And by doing that, having those combination of stats, he has become the first player ever in the NBA with multiple 20 assist, 20 rebound games. Not Wilt Chamberlain. No, him by himself on an island by himself. Now, that led to some over-the-top hyperbole from Scotty Brooks, the former UC Irvine anteater back in the day and a journeyman NBA coach. Did you see what Scott Brooks had to say? You did not. All right, maybe you missed it. So Scott Brooks, who coached Russell Westbrook with Oklahoma City and is coaching him again now with Washington, he was asked about Westbrook and his status, and Scott Brooks said that he thinks Russell Westbrook is the second best point guard ever, that only Magic Johnson is ahead of Russell Westbrook. He said point guards don't do what he does. Point guards don't do what he does. Yeah. Now, as you might imagine, this quote ruffled some feathers around the basketball world where everyone loves to rank everything, this, that, and the other. So we're not going to give you any of the other quotes from Scott Brooks because that's the money quote. And I was told by a program director, Ben, when you get the money quote, don't go with the other nonsense. Nobody cares about the other nonsense. Just focus on the money quote. That's the money quote, that Scott Brooks thinks that Russell Westbrook is the second best point guard ever behind Magic Johnson. So the question, it's not brain surgery, it's sports talk radio. The question, in your opinion, is Russell Westbrook just a whisker behind Magic Johnson, the second greatest point guard in NBA history? Shaking my head, no. No, 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 no. All right, now I've got my observations. You've got Looney Tunes, Moonshine, and Bandit. And we will combine all of these things together into an adequate Maller monologue. And Number one, Russell Westbrook. We have said this before. We will repeat it now. It bears repeating. Russell Westbrook is an acquired taste. He's not for everyone. And my taste buds are not there with Russell Westbrook. Now, we pick him all the time when we play the NBA Pick'em because as a fantasy basketball player, wow, he's the bee's knees, man. He's amazing, unbelievable, unreal, great. But in terms of actual NBA, I was concerned. I was worried there. I was biting my nails. I was thinking that the Clippers were rumored to get Russell Westbrook, and I was concerned he was going to end up with the Clippers. And then I'd have to reevaluate my position. Fortunately, that did not happen. But Russell Westbrook, we've said it many times, he plays with a reckless abandon, which works really well for 95% of a basketball game. It's the other 5% which is problematic. And that's why you cannot, if you're being authentic, put Russell Westbrook second to Magic Johnson. If he was a Warner Brothers cartoon, and if he was one of the Looney Tunes, he would be the Tasmanian Devil, is who Russell Westbrook would be. That's how he plays. He's the whirling dervish. And we mentioned this the other day, the law of the instrument. If the only tool you have, the only tool that you have is the hammer, then you're going to treat everything as if it were a nail, right? Because that's all you got, your hammer. For better or worse, that is the way that Russell Westbrook plays basketball. He's the hammer. Now, the second thing, you're Scott Brooks, who's, it's very, very clear what's going on here. It's transparent what's going on. Scott Brooks is desperately trying to curry favor from Russell Westbrook and also Bradley Beal, but mostly Russell Westbrook, so he can keep his job. You know, and I know what the stakes are here. He's buttering the biscuits. It also sounded, when I saw the quotes coming out of the Wizards locker room from Scott Brooks, it sounded like he's drinking gallons of moonshine, right? Because he's tossing out these verbal bouquets with one hand, and then you know he's got the rose petals in front of Westbrook's feet in the other hand. Really? Really? Even NBA veteran Ron Hollywood Harper, one of the Clipper greats of all time, Ron Harper, even he said that Scott Brooks is just happy to keep his job, and that's what was going on. And listen, Brooks is not guaranteed of that. He's on thin ice. And even with all the statistical greatness that Russell Westbrook has put up, and I imagine years from now we'll have endless numbers of Who Am I game and Insta trivia questions based on Russell Westbrook and the statistics he's put up during his career. And you got Bradley Beal over there, couple of studs, couple of absolute studs. And Washington, spoiler alert, they've got a losing record. They're losers as a team. They are only in position to be in the playoffs because of the generosity of the NBA's expanded postseason field. They went to 20 teams, 66%. 66% of NBA teams qualify for the postseason. You have to be a total stumble bum to miss out. And now, keep in mind, I have a bet. Our colleague here, Rob Parker, I have a bet with Rob, and I was very bullish that the Wizards would make the playoffs. And I still think that's going to happen, and right now they would be in the play-in tournament. They'd be able to make at least the first opening salvo in the playoffs. But I'm not going any further than that. I figure with that level of talent, you should be able to get to the playoffs. The fact that the Wizards were buried and they're still under 500, even though they've been one of the better teams in the NBA the last couple weeks, tells you all you need to know. All right, final
point. Sound the alarm.
That's right, Rob. All right, final point here. So Magic Johnson, I think we can agree he's the gold standard at point guards. That's fine. No argument with Scott Brooks on that. But after that, to me, there's no debate that John Stockton is the number two guy. And his salad days with Karl Malone and the Utah Jazz, I think Stockton is the all-time leader in assists and also in steals. At least he was, I'm pretty sure. He's right there in the top in both those categories. And then it comes down, after that, it's like personal preference, right? You can debate Westbrook. He's a name, but he's not number three in my book. And there's a bunch of players, depending on how old you are. You might say Jason Kidd. You might say Steve Nash. I'm sure there's someone, I've not met these people, I say Chris Paul. I'm not in that camp. Isaiah Thomas, the Pistons, Isaiah Thomas, Bob Cousy. We can go on and on. There's old school Sixer fans that will argue that Mo Cheeks, one of the greats of all time. And we have never been particularly giddy for Russell Westbrook's game. And again, I go back, I'm going to circle back to what we had said. In fantasy basketball terminology, he is the Wilt Chamberlain of his day. Now, that being said, in the category of wins and losses, right? If that's the category, most games are close. Most games are close. Teams are separated by inches, and that's the problem. It's that final push. Down the stretch we come, right? Down the stretch we come, which is problematic, and that has been the bugaboo for Russell Westbrook. And that's why you cannot, if you're being fair and balanced, put Russell Westbrook in the number two position. He is a classical bandit. He's a stat bandit, right? And kind of like Bamboo at the end of games. Now, I like Bamboo. Bamboo's pretty solid, but Bamboo's also hollow, all right? And that's how Westbrook plays. That's how he performs at the end of games. He's got those zombie stats, and Russell Westbrook is a liability in crunch time. He's a terrible outside shooter, and yet he continues to shoot from the outside. And you can defend him. Listen, I have limited knowledge as a basketball coach. They did call me back in the day when I played basketball, Moneyball Maller. But you can leave him wide open, and he'll shoot. In fact, if you remember last year with the Rockets, Russell Westbrook inside the Fugazi bubble against the Lakers, that's exactly what the Lakers were doing. They were just not even pretending like they cared about Russell Westbrook at all. And he kept shooting and missing and shooting and missing over and over. He never got the message. And that's been the case all the way since the early days of his NBA sojourn.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop Daloop.
So Vic Fangio told reporters over the weekend that Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater will see equal reps with the first team offense during training camp, indicating that it'll be a true quarterback competition. Now, Ben, let's assume that the Broncos don't land Aaron Rodgers. Who is starting for them week one?
All right, so first of all, I believe this is a bogus statement by Vic Fangio, and I've heard similar comments coming out of the front office of the Broncos. The Broncos are going to start Teddy Bridgewater. If they thought that Drew Locke was going to be the guy, then Teddy Bridgewater would not be here. Makes no sense, right? Bridgewater, unless Bridgewater gets hurt, he's going to be the quarterback. And secondly, Denver, I hate to say it, Coop, but it's true. They've become a halfway house for shaky quarterbacks. The Broncos are just essentially twiddling their thumbs at some point, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or drafting a quarterback at the very top. They're going to have to make a move there. They're just treading water right now. Next.
The new regime, Atlanta Falcons, sent a message that they weren't interested in a rebuild by restructuring Matt Ryan's contract and by drafting Kyle Pitts with the fourth overall pick. Ben, how do you think the Falcons will do this season?
Well, the Kyle Pitts, we think he's going to be great. We love the guy. Think he'll be very good in the NFL. But remember that the guy he's compared to, Calvin Megatron Johnson, put up great stats, and the Lions were terrible most of the years. And the Falcons have a mishmash of a roster. They got a new coach, Arthur Smith. Who knows how he's going to do? I say the Falcons, at best, if everything goes right, they win 7 games. They go 7-10 or 8-9. Next!
Stephon Diggs took to Twitter this weekend to go on a rant about water. He said he doesn't care what anyone thinks. Water has a taste, and that Dasani tastes like someone dropped a penny in it. Ben, I know you're a big water drinker. Does it have a taste, and which bottled brand is your favorite?
Well, most water does not have a taste. I love water. It's zero calorie. My favorite brand, I'm willing to drink any water, but Kirkland brand water from Costco is my favorite. How do we do, Koopaloop?
You pass this edition.
There it is. Because that's the right answer. You guys are shaming me, but Kirkland brand's the way to go.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, here we go. Hit that button right
now. Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, let's do it right now. Here we go. It's Maller's Mound of Money. Let's meet our contestants. First of all, from the great state of Virginia, we say hello to TJ. What's going on, TJ?
What's going on, Mr. Maller?
There he is, loud and proud and ready to go from the Old Dominion state. All right, what you got going on there in Virginia? What do you have a job, TJ?
Rain, man.
What's that?
Rain.
Just rain. You're not working. You have no job. You just have rain. Okay.
I just sit around and listen to you, Mr. Maller. That's all I do for a job.
You, Mr. Maller, man, that's respect. All right, hold on a sec, TJ. And we have a regional matchup because not far away from where TJ is, we go over to the state of Maryland and we say hello to Jeff. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Big Ben. How you doing this morning, buddy?
If I was any better, I'd be TJ, but no, I wouldn't because it's raining there and he sounds unhappy.
Yeah. It'll get better. The rain always stops and the sun comes out.
It's a fair point. I have heard that. That does happen.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You bet your
tomorrow.
Bottom dollar.
Yeah. You saw Annie too, Coop. Yeah. I was forced to when I was in elementary school. They took us to see Annie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ben, I got to say, yesterday was a horrible day for me, Ben.
Why is that? What happened, Jeff?
They had soccer on in your place on Sirius Radio in my area.
Oh, so heads are going. Heads are going to roll, Jeff. Heads are going to roll. How dare they put the most popular sport in the world on that channel? How dare them?
Hell yeah! It was shame on them. I got a 2-hour drive to my first stop, and your show gets me here, so it was really bored yesterday.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Well, you need the backup option. We have. There's plenty of ways you can stream the show. I know it. It might eat up some of your phone issues there, but we have the iHeartRadio app, and there's plenty of other apps you can hear the show. We're not supposed to promote those because we work at Fox and iHeart and all that. All right, Jeff, hold on a sec. You're going to play back to TJ. TJ, who would you like to partner up with on the show? You can play with me, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, or Coop Daloop.
Give me the Mexican.
All right.
Which one?
That would be Eddie.
Eddie.
That would be Eddie.
All right. So TJ and Eddie. Jeff. And,
yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you, Ben.
All right. It's a good job by you, Jeff. I will not force you to listen to soccer at
Thank
all.
You.
All right.
All right, gentlemen. This is Maller's Mountain Racist. Of Money, James Brown edition. He would have been 88 years old yesterday.
King of Soul.
That's right. The categories are Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Cold Sweat, Get Up Off of That Thing, and I Got Ants in My Pants. TJ, you were on first. Which category would you like?
Get up off of that thing.
All right. And Jeff, you were up next. Which category?
Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
All right.
Papa's got a brand new bag. All right, everyone stay where you are. Don't hang up. Don't hang up at all. We'll put you on hold here. We'll get right to the game on the other side, as they say. And we'll have Maller's Mound of Money, the James Brown edition. Get to it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
And right to the game we go. It's TJ in Virginia, who I think is playing with Eddie. And then I, Ben, am matched up with our buddy Jeff there, who drives around the state of Maryland. And so that is the matchup. Let's get the game started here. Koopaloop, you want to set everything up.
Yes, TJ is up first. The category that you have with Eddie is Get Up Off of That Thing. You're going to have 45 seconds. We need the first and last name of the athlete. For this category, these athletes are all considered lazy. 45 seconds on the clock. Ready? Begin.
NBA, former NBA star, the Diesel. He won titles with Kobe, but they feuded. He's now on.
Shaq.
Yeah, what's the full
name?
Yes. Infielder, third baseman, shortstop, slugger. First for the Orioles. He went to the Dodgers. He's now on the Padres.
Pass.
Former Broncos quarterback, also with the Bears. He always had a sour look on his face.
Jay Cutler.
Yes. Slugger from the Dominican Republic for the Red Sox. He later went to the Dodgers. He was very excited.
Manny Ramirez.
Yes. Baseball shortstop from the Dominican Republic. He was a Rookie of the Year, and he won a batting title with the Marlins. Later went with the Dodgers and the Red Sox.
All right,
let's pass on that one. All right, let's not get any more right. Let's just be done.
Okay, you're done, Eddie.
That was Hanley Ramirez.
Yes, Hanley Ramirez.
That's a hard one.
That's 80 points.
Manny Machado was the San Diego player you didn't get. All right, move on.
Moving over to Jeff and Ben.
Here we go, Jeff.
Your category is Papa's got a brand new bag.
Big money, big money, big money.
These athletes switched sports. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
All right, his airness for the Bulls.
Michael Jordan.
Yes, he played for the Denver Broncos and then went to play for the Mets. He's trying to come back with Jacksonville.
Tim Tebow.
Yes, tight end for the old San Diego / LA Chargers. He just retired a couple years ago. Right. Say, all right, pass. Guard for the Celtics in the 80s. He's now the GM in Boston. White guy out of BYU.
Pass.
All right. Greatest coach in Chicago Bears history. The practice facility is named after him.
Mike Ditka?
No, before Mike Ditka. All right. How about a wrestler turned Viking defensive lineman, pro wrestler for Vince McMahon.
Oh. Wow. Uh-oh. You got 30 points there. Antonio Gates, you missed.
Nobody's ever heard of him. Danny Ainge.
Yep.
Yeah. Not a household name, Danny Ainge.
And George Halas.
George Halas, who's, some would say, is more important than Vince Lombardi. George Halas.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Founded the Bears. Holy crap. You guys are behind.
Hey, who's in first place?
You guys are behind Jeff
Shut
and
up,
Ben. You need to go as well. Cold sweat, Jeff, or I got ants in my pants?
I'll go cold sweat.
All right, these athletes.
That's kind of what you had, isn't it, Jeff? You had a cold sweat going.
Quit stalling.
Well, these athletes are all considered chokers. 45 seconds, begin.
All right, greatest quarterback in Dolphin history.
Dan Marino.
That's correct. Guard for the Clippers is currently on the Phoenix Suns. Point guard, one of the great point guards of this era. All right, pass. Quarterback for the Buffalo Bills when they kept getting to the Super Bowl and losing in the 90s.
Jim Kelly.
Yes, coach of the 49ers. His dad coached the Broncos and the Redskins.
Shanahan, Mike Shanahan.
No, it's the kids. Yes, all right. Guard for the Spurs. Used to play for Toronto Raptors. Was traded for Kawhi Leonard. Oh. All right, guy, outfielder for the Yankees. Killed a bird in Toronto. Played with the Angels. Hall of Famer. Played with the Pot.
All right, you missed.
What's that sound? All right, what's that sound?
You missed Chris Paul for 20 points, DeMar DeRozan for 60, and then Dave Winfield was that last one. But you are leading, Jeff. Right.
Oh, that's it. We got the lead.
What's the lead?
Stall. All right. Stall.
No, Papa's got a brand new bag.
Four-quarter offense.
I got ants in my pants. These all have STDs. 45 seconds. Begin. All right. Go.
Hall of Fame point guard, 80s Showtime Lakers, HIV.
Magic Johnson.
Yes, went to prison for dogfighting. NFL quarterback.
Michael Vick.
Yes. A Hall of Fame second baseman, Blue Jays, Orioles. He was best known for spitting in the face of an umpire.
Craig Biggio.
No. Latino guy. All right.
I don't know.
NBA player from Europe. They call him the Unicorn. He came on with the Knicks. He's now with the Mavericks.
What? We won!
It's a tie game.
No, we won!
Nope, 1-10, tie.
Tie goes to the guy that was in the lead first. We win.
Oh, my God. Shut up.